I'm May Ortega. You're listening to CPR News. Aurora's city council will confirm a new police chief tonight, 7 months after the department's former head left the job following a series of scandals. Nick Metz was the target of criticism in several controversies. That includes the death of Elijah McClain, a black man who was killed after police used a chokehold on him last August. The city manager will pick Metz's replacement from four finalists. The city council will vote on that appointment and also consider a ban on police use of chokeholds. A statewide survey says Colorado high schoolers are still smoking electronic cigarettes at very high rates. About a quarter in Colorado say they have vaped in the last month. The last time the survey was conducted, Colorado had the highest rate of teen vaping among the states surveyed. 17-year-old Alden Burt, a senior at Gunnison High, says he's not surprised by the findings.
Well, it's pretty jarring. Pretty much everybody I know and hang out with vapes or is addicted to nicotine.
Doctors warn the developing brains of children and teens are particularly vulnerable to nicotine. Potential long-term health impacts include addiction to nicotine and respiratory problems. Teens also report a sharp increase in their use of ultra-potent cannabis products. Six communities in Colorado have received grants from the state's transportation department to modify roads and public spaces to help with social distancing efforts during the pandemic. Aspen will use part of its $50,000 grant to increase its e-bike capacity, and Alamosa, Littleton, and Frisco will use it for outdoor space. This is CPR News.